I'm sitting in the palm-fringed atrium of an exclusive Hollywood restaurant on a late Tuesday morning. Sadly, the service is lackluster at best. It takes 10 minutes for a waiter to come to my table when he does. He is so distracted by something in the distance that he nearly clips my ear while handing me the menu. I'm about to say something caustic when I realize what has caught his eye. A vision in a powder blue suit and hat, just coming into the restaurant. It's Belinda Vale, here for our interview. I'm so sorry to be late, she effuses. I overslept. So many late nights filming Mississippi Spring. She's smaller than she seems on the screen, no more than 5'3". Her hair is a rich blonde, and her eyes are frankly and appealingly blue. She has the sort of beauty you don't often see here in Hollywood, fresh and artless, no sophisticated airs for Miss Vale. She orders a coffee, and it appears at the table promptly, served with a courtly flourish. So you've had a busy schedule, I say. Mississippi Spring, co-starring John Garfield, is one of the most highly anticipated pictures of the coming season. Oh, so busy, she exclaims. We're working like mad on this film. When it's all done, I want to go somewhere and sleep for a week. I ask where she'd like to go. Palm Springs, I expect her to say, or a dude ranch in the San Fernando Hills. I'd love to go back home to Plover, Nebraska, she says wistfully, folding her hands on the table. If only I had the time. I look surprised, and she smiles. It's a far cry from Hollywood, I know, but it's different there, in a small town, where people are real and kind. Not that they aren't here, she says with an apologetic wave in my direction. It's just it's the Midwest, and it made me who I am. I nod with sudden understanding. Of course, her two biggest roles so far, the childhood friend who blossoms before Dick Powell's eyes in Glory Street, and the shy English maiden who charms Cavalier Errol Flynn in Heaven for the King. Well, they have something in common. You've had great success as an ingenue, I say, as the girl next door. Even when the girl lives in a castle, she laughs. Do those parts have their roots in your childhood, in small-town America, where people are real and kind? She pauses, her lips pursed. Deep in thought, she's a charming picture, and I'm glad my husband did not accompany me to this interview. He did ask, as any red-blooded man would do. You know, she says, I believe you're right. That's what I know best, the life of a small town. I've only been in Hollywood for a few years. Perhaps the glamour hasn't quite changed me. What's the hardest thing you've had to do in the pictures? Speak in an English accent, she says. For heaven, for the king, I felt like such a dunce. It was so hard to learn. But you did it beautifully, I say, and she thanks me. As we eat, I mention the rumors about her and Tyrone Power. Is it true there's a little flame burning between them? Oh, no, not at all, she says candidly. He's a dear friend, but he's not where my heart lies. It's an opening that a journalist can't pass up. Where does your heart lie? She looks down, fiddles with the fork. With someone else, she says almost reluctantly. Someone who is not in front of the cameras.